Shalom Avracha, David HaMelech is giving us a message for the day. Dovakti be'ed voisecho, Hashem, al tivisheni. I have clung to your miracles that you reveal to us and always remind me of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he interacts with us constantly. Please, Hashem, don't cause me embarrassment. So it's an interesting statement. He's basically saying, Mitzad Echad, I'm always trying to learn from your ways, or more than your ways themselves, but from how much Kosh Bo goes out of his way to do Nisim v'Niflois for Klal Yisrael from the beginning of our nation of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and throughout history. There's so many signs of the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing for us. Even the past half a year, with all the tzaras we're going through, we have seen these miracles of tremendous hashgacha, time and again. The biggest of them all was the missile attack from Iran. But there are so many other ones. Just recently we had they were able to take out some of the hostages. These are the things that David HaMelech says, Dovakti, I'm constantly connecting myself, reminding myself of these things. Because that creates a certain mind frame of what is going on in my personal life. Unfortunately, the average person who does not think about these things, he starts thinking about, I am going through my life and I have my challenges and have to deal with this person, this situation, another situation. Very often a person gets overwhelmed and loses his cool, and it's because he doesn't realize, doesn't feel in his day-to-day interactions that same HaKadosh Baruch Hu made those miracles for us, that we all see he's constantly being mashgiach over us every second of our lives and making sure that what is necessary for us will happen, what's not necessary won't happen. And if it's a challenging situation, it's just for our growth. That's what he's saying. Because I'm constantly paying attention to the hashgacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu upon us, al tivisheni. That will cause me not to have embarrassment. What does this have to do with embarrassment? So the truth is, we see in the tefillah itself, in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, v'loy nevoish ki b'chov atochnu. And we say that in the Shemoneh Esrei. We put the two together. We say it a few times in the Shemoneh Esrei, in Ava Rabba. This concept that Bitochen Hashem prevents us from the busha. The busha, what is this embarrassment? The embarrassment is eternal embarrassment from the fact that I did not take advantage of what life had to offer. And so many people think, I just have no time to do what I really want to do, especially my spiritual things, because I'm always preoccupied and overwhelmed with so many things I have to take care of. And the person would really have more bitochen, a peace of mind, then he would find so much extra time to devote himself to his learning, to chasodim, to his tefillahs. His mind would be clear, instead of thinking that he has to manage everything by himself and not put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. So that's what David HaMelech is saying, that Baruch Hashem, I have it right. And I am constantly clinging to the edus, the testimony from the Tanakh and from our history, and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how much he really cares about us. And that, Mirtz Hashem, we think that prevent me from eternal embarrassment of not taking advantage of life properly, not appreciating the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could all have pleasant, enjoyable lives and extremely productive lives, but this is one of the most important lessons we could get. Dovakti ved vosecho. I'm constantly thinking about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over me and watches over us. That gives me the strength and the focus. We were zeichet to have in our midst Dr. Moshe Zeile Cohen. He was a shining example of this. Always the peace of mind, always recognition that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that led him to the different stages of his life to take full advantage of every second that he had in his life. Where in the younger years, he was more active in his practice and the community in the Chutz Lawrence. whether the later years when he was still active, but he had so much extra time for learning and avodas Hashem, and even at the very end when he went through very trying times, painful times, was always focused and always had a smile on his face, and that tranquility of I'm doing what I can as best as I can. He was zeicher to use his life in such a special fashion. Mechazik us, mechazik Jews in every community that he was. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'll be zeicher to the eternal covered, no busha, because Adarabba, he was with HaKadosh Baruch throughout his life. And he was zeicher to see zeicher to live with Hashem and have the internal closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Netzach Netzachim.